Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Bostonians and French nationals in Massachusetts are vowing that they will not be daunted by Friday's terror attack in Paris. Hundreds gathered on Boston Common yesterday in a show of solidarity for France. That included Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and Governor Charlie Baker, who were telling residents to expect to see a larger police presence in the coming days. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz was on the Common and has this report.
There were hundreds of people around them, and yet you could hear clearly as Governor Charlie Baker spoke to the French Consul General of Boston next to a monument dedicated to the Marquis de Lafayette. Lafayette was the French general who helped the fledgling United States defeat the British Empire in the Revolutionary War.
We have shared too much history, too many good times, and yes, bad times, for it to be any other way. And I can promise you, speaking for the Commonwealth of Mass, that we stand with France, as we always will. Vive la France.
Merci, and vive l'amitié franco-américaine.
People stood with their heads bowed as the gathering turned into an impromptu moment of silence. Somewhere in the crowd, someone began singing La Marseillaise, the French national anthem. Among the crowd were many French nationals, including students like Nina Roussy.
People understand this is not just about France. This is about all people who believe in democracy, all people who believe in freedom, and people showing up here shows that people understand that.
Also in the crowd was Rami Ebi Akel, who grew up in Lebanon, lived in Paris, and now lives in Cambridge. Beirut, Lebanon, was the site of an attack on Thursday that killed at least 43 people. ISIS has claimed responsibility for both attacks, Beirut and Paris, but it's the latter that has Ebi Akel particularly worried given the distance and the planning.
The fact that ISIS is being able to attack Paris is very shocking and very more heartbreaking, not for the people who died, but also for the fact that they are becoming stronger and stronger.
Public safety officials here say there is no immediate credible threat to Massachusetts. But even still, Boston Police Commissioner William Evans says people should expect to see more police on their way into work and at large gatherings.
The networking and sharing intelligence here is very good, but for now, you know, we're confident that Boston has no threat, but we're monitoring closely.
Evans says any residents who see something suspicious should report it immediately. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.